3:29. It's time for Weekend Wagers, brought to you by WeekendWagers.com. Motown Fisher joins us once again in studio. Motown, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good. So you had your Grey Cup prop contest. Who won?
Well, we had Scott. Scott M. from Edmonton. He got first. He was 18 out of 22.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Pretty darn good, I'll tell you.
What did he get wrong?
You got some of the early stuff wrong. I can't remember. The coin toss, something. Mostly
flipped
the board.
That's just flip a coin. I can't believe
you
got
that. Well, most of
these
are flip a coin.
Yeah, sure. But notice, 18 out of 22, man, that's pretty good.
Notice the anthem, though. The anthem was way under. I said 131. I put that as the line. Way under. That guy sped through it.
It's true, actually. I was there. I was like, man, I just stood up and this one's down. He was very quick. Integrating the French and English version, which is outstanding. So congratulations to Scotty. He and Stuart comes in second, and to Michael, who's from California.
California.
Of all places. So the CFL fans are all over. You can go to weekendwagers.com. You sign up for the newsletter. It's free every week, and they just have the seven questions this week. If you get them, if you run the table in those seven, hey, guy got 18 out of 22. Should be able to get 7 out of 7, and you win a prize every week at weekendwagers.com. Now, a few things to discuss on the NBA, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. The Warriors don't play Philly until January 30th. Right. Well, that would be the 47th game.
Right.
Many people are asking today what the spread would be: Warriors 20-0 and the 76ers 1-19. Like, has that ever happened where people are looking that far ahead to want to wager on a game?
It's one of these novel things, Jason. You know, everybody loves to know now. What if? I mean, also considering that they are 20-0 and just absolutely crushing teams. So yeah, everybody wants to know. Multiple sources. Looking back and trying to research what was the biggest spread ever in the NBA over the last 25 years or so, a lot of people recall the Bulls of the early 90s being 20-point favorites. Somebody claims they had a bet on a 26-point spread versus the Celtics in the mid-90s. Officially, the best I could do was the Mavericks as a 24-point favorite against the Suns in 93. But last year, the 76ers were constantly 20-point favorites, or high teens anyways, including in Oklahoma City and in San Antonio. So at this point, if you were to put them together, I'd say my gut says 25.5 in Philly, and if it was in Golden State, probably closer to 28 or 29 points. Two professional teams here we're talking about.
Yeah, that's...
29 points.
Yeah, that's...
That is, what do you think? Well,
and most people would say, how can I bet the over on that?
Yeah.
Right? Well, most people would want to go and say, well, I'm taking it with the points. How can I not?
Well, keep in mind, though, when you think of a huge spread like that, we're really only dealing with 7 to 8 points a quarter. And if you've watched Golden State at all, that's three shots, you know, three threes, three Steph Curry threes. And remember this as well. It's like they take pride in covering spreads when they get that chance. The bench comes in, you know, right to your 12th man. They don't care. They all want to score points. They all want to crush you. There is no bad player on that team.
Now, in the gaming news, because there's a lot of people out there right now, they're on DraftKings and FanDuel, and they look at their revenue from 3 years ago. It was $5 million in 2012 to $350 million. Like, any business guy out there is saying, pardon? Why wasn't I part of that when your revenue goes from $5 million? And 3 years later, it's $350 million. The Canadian Gaming Association has obtained a legal opinion. The DFS are illegal in Canada. And I know Bill actually has a stake in MLSE, which pays DraftKings $1 million a year in sponsorship. What do you think this means to Canadian people who play either DraftKings or FanDuel?
I think in general, Jason, Canada has a little bit of, I mean, if we look at the word gray in the gray market, you know, Canadians really aren't targeted that much in regards to our gaming policy. Yes, technically, it's on the, you know, semi-gray area right now. It's still fine as far as anybody's concerned. I think a lot of people are waiting for the opinions of what happens in New York, what happens in Florida, different places, ultimately between what DraftKings and FanDuel are going to do. A lot of them are just continuing business as usual. Other ones are pulling out. It really just depends. New York State's still awaiting a verdict, and you know, we just don't know. Nevada really set a precedent a few weeks ago, so we're not really sure what's going to happen right now. But I think Canadians generally, I don't think much is going to change here.
Now, looking to the NBA, a few other things. The Toronto Raptors, like when you crunch numbers and look into teams, they were very close to Golden State. Everybody, a lot of Raptor fans, like, man, they got screwed over by the officials later. Masai Ujiri, jokingly, when he was asked earlier today, you know, what, how do you defend against Golden State? He's like, you pray. So, like, obviously, he said it tongue in cheek, of course, but
tongue in cheek, but with some seriousness.
Is there anything about, you know, seeing the Warriors for the second time? Does it give you any advantage, or does it give the Warriors more an advantage because they now know what to expect?
The spread in Sunday, they're looking at right now, which is one of our Just 7 questions on our website right now, which we're going to do for if you can get them all. We've included the Sunday game. It's listed at between 6.5 and 7.5. So that's come a long way, considering they're on the road. The Raptors can lock you down at times. They're really playing obscure right now, to be honest, the Raptors, the way they're playing. They came from behind a couple nights ago. Yesterday, they didn't play well against Denver. We're really not sure what we're going to see against Golden State the second time around. Thing is, in an 82-game season, we have to just question ourselves as to what Golden State is actually doing. 82 or 84 games. Golden State can basically, they just wait for the opportunity to that you're going to miss at some point, which you will, because Golden State actually, despite all the numbers they put up offensively, they actually have a really good defense and rank, always, even last year, was ranked in the top five of all categories. They get the ball, but they just move it so quickly. So what happens is, as the Raptors, you just can't let them get ahead, but that's easier said than done. What's going to prevent you from letting them get ahead? They hit two key shots, they're up 6, now they're up 10. Now what? Now you're down double digits. So yeah, it's an advantage, but Golden State has that same advantage. I mean, I would probably still say the way the Raptors are playing, Golden State's probably going to win by double digits, but again, they have to lose at some point, and at some point they have to start missing some shots.
Because of that, and I wonder how many people have that mindset, they got to lose at some point.
It's
true. So do people then wager on their opposition more now because of, well, the odds are they have to lose?
Well, that has that Martingale approach, right? When you're the Martingale being you bet $1, you lose, you bet $2, that it has to come up if you're betting red and black, say at a roulette table. It eventually has to come up, which it doesn't, because no. That's what table limits are for, as an example. Yeah, eventually, you know what? If you've been betting against the Warriors from the first day of the year, you haven't done too well.
No, no, not at all.
And if you've bet, and the same reasoning, if you've bet on the 76ers, okay, you took one game against the Lakers, yeah, you still haven't done very well. And they haven't covered a ton of spreads, and Golden State continues to cover spreads.
Boatown Fisher joins us at weekendwagers.com. Sign up, you get the free newsletter, and you got a few plays in the newsletter. Let's just tip on, give a little teaser on which is your favorite play of the week.
I like the teaser. I don't typically go for teasers, but I think in this case, last week we hit our two-team teaser. This week, I like Baltimore teasing the line 6 points. And to get to plus 10, they're currently plus 4. And Miami and Buffalo, I like Buffalo to go to minus to plus 3. Sorry, Buffalo's plus 10 at Miami, and then Buffalo plus 3 against Houston from minus 3. So you're teasing the line 6 points. You're just
moving.
What
does teasing the line mean?
You're basically getting minus 110 value, but you get to shift the line in your favor whichever way you want. So 6 points in whatever direction. So in this case, Baltimore, it looks like a great shot, and they're plus 4. Which I like that. I just like them better at plus 10. You're going to get less odds, essentially. You got to pick two games to get what you would in a standard minus 110, pick a straight up.
Yeah, so doesn't that decrease your odds? So why wouldn't you just go one at plus 4?
Well, because in one you get 10 points, and the other one you get 4 points. So I like Baltimore and Buffalo. There's a really interesting angle here. But the Ravens have an outside shot still to make the playoffs, just like Buffalo. That's one of the big reasons why I like this. I don't see either of them getting blown out. And one interesting piece of analysis that Tom from Pro Computer Gambler picked up is a road team playing in a conference game, which both teams score at least 24 points, is actually historically, amazingly, 48-15-2. And you think, okay, well, conference, road team, like, well, what are you talking about? There's a couple things that go into it. One, said road team gives up a lot of points and appears to have a lot of defensive issues, which leads to B, after these defensive issues, the public doesn't want a piece of this team, right? So this is you don't want to bet that bad road team. Remember when the Giants lost to the Saints? That's one of those examples this year when they got lit up for 52. Well, this year it happened 4 times, lost once, won 3 times. The Giants, as mentioned, when they lost 52-49. The Bucks in week 8 against Atlanta, they lost 31-30 to the Redskins the week before. And the Browns at the Ravens in week 5 lost to the Chargers 30-27. So when a ton of points are scored, people have no faith in that team, especially if they're on the road again. And therefore, in this case, what we're looking at is Baltimore. If you really like to just want a straight up or a spread call plus 4, I really like Baltimore, but I like a little bit more with the points. I don't think they're going to get blown out, and I think they got a great shot at even winning the game straight up.
Yeah, trust me, they ain't getting blown out. I'm a Miami fan. They don't blow out anybody except themselves.
Oddly enough, I also consider the Eagles in that as well, but you know what? The Eagles are so...
Does Chip Kelly, does he last the rest of the year? Like, it's probably, I don't know if it's pointless to fire coaches only 4 games.
What is the point at this?
To send a message, I don't know.
If they continue to get embarrassed and don't even look like they're going to put up points, like, this is probably one of those games that if New England embarrasses them and wins by multiple, 20 points plus, how far can you go with a guy like that? This is one of those that if I was to increase, they're 10 point dogs right now. If you were to increase them as a teaser, that's probably where I like this game, to be honest. I sort of like them, but if, this is one of those backdoor, what they call the backdoor cover, when your team is down 23 and they got the ball with 2 minutes to go and you hope they score, that's kind of what this game might remind me of.
Did you happen to look at the Oilers Stars game tonight by chance?
A little bit. We did. We had some interesting stuff, actually. Remember last week we said the Oilers will beat the Wings? We saw how close that was. Went to overtime. Well, the computer actually spit out that the next day against the Penguins, they were also a goal favorite. The Oilers were a favorite again in our raw numbers. Guess what? They won. So if you were to bet them both nights, which we did, you were actually ahead 0.6 of a unit because they were plus 160, even worse than the next day. The only one that got wrong this week with picking the Oilers was the, it, like everyone else, thought it would be beat the Leafs. And we know how that turned out.
So does the computer say Dallas 3? Like, do they take into consideration 3 games in 4 nights?
It takes into consideration. There's about 30 different pieces into the algorithm. But yeah, actually, it says that the Oilers are going to play tough tonight. But I don't know. I mean, again, this is about what handicapping is. We started our raw numbers, and then we move into systems, and then we move into whatever we see, local analysis, injuries, everything else. I don't know if I love the Oilers tonight, particularly at the value of plus 120. I do like the over, though. The computer likes the over. It likes hitting 6. I think there's a really good chance this game turns out 4-3. I really think I watched some of the Stars game yesterday. If they come out with that type of pace, particularly the way they did in the third period, they don't. The Stars typically don't hit games less than 5 goals. So I can tell you that there's a very good chance that it will hit 5 goals based on the Stars' record. And the last 4 to 5, they've actually hit 6 or more. So this is a lot to do with the Stars' pace and really a lot of
people. Yeah, the Lions and Stars games are this year have been higher than most other teams for sure.
Absolutely. But it's still 5.5, which is standard. And it's a matter of will the Oilers score a few and will they let in a few? I think this has real makings of a 4-3 type game and, hopefully higher.
Motown, always good to talk to you. Once again, go to weekendwagers.com and sign up for the free newsletter. And if you can hit the 7 plays, it's free to sign up and it's free to play. There's prizes for it, but you got to hit all 7. Includes, and you got to be a sports fan from EPL, NFL, NVAC, NHL, and much more. Check it out, weekendwagers.com. We will talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Jason.